New England electricity customers paid billions of dollars more than was necessary over a three-year period. That's the conclusion of an academic analysis sponsored by a national environmental group, which suggests that the natural gas suppliers withheld fuel capacity needed for electric generation at key moments on the coldest days to the benefit of the company's affiliates. But as Fred Bever reports, some industry players and observers are skeptical at best, while one utility named in the report is calling it an outright fabrication.
The report's lead author, Vanderbilt University energy economist Matthew Zaragoza Watkins, says that on hundreds of occasions over the three-year period, gas suppliers Avangrid and Eversource reserved a certain amount of natural gas pipeline capacity and then at the very end of the day decided not to use it. That artificially constricted supplies on cold days when gas was most in demand, he says.
They had reserved it. Like a table at a restaurant, and then that table sat empty all day long, and then at the last minute they'd say, actually, we never needed that table anyway.
When gas is in high demand and supply is constrained, its spot market price goes up. And by Zaragoza Watkins' analysis, that makes non-gas-fired electricity from coal or oil and wind or solar resources, for that matter, more competitive. And he says that benefited non-gas generators, including those owned by affiliates of the two gas distributors, Eversource and Avangrid.
When it's more expensive for gas-fired power plants to run, everybody earns higher revenues. And what that resulted in over the three-year span of our data was about a 20% higher price on average for electricity, or about a $3.6 billion transfer from electricity customers to generators.
This report was published earlier this year and is a complete fabrication.
Tricia Modifica is a spokeswoman for Connecticut-based Eversource, who read from a prepared statement. She says the analysts don't understand gas and electricity markets.
The pipeline capacity we reserve is done so to meet the needs of our customers and no other purpose. We do not engage in any behavior to artificially constrain capacity. Our focus and actions are driven by our responsibility to ensure our customers have enough gas because we can't run the risk that they're left out in the cold.
A spokesman for Avangrid also says the company is following all rules and regulations and did not receive any windfall through its gas procurement practices. And the report's author and its sponsor, the Environmental Defense Fund, say they have no evidence that state or federal rules and regulations were broken. Instead, they say, their analysis highlights the need for regional and federal regulators to create more effective and transparent market structures. EDF spokesman John Koifman adds, however, that the report does raise questions about whether New England's gas supply issues are as dire as they've been painted by would-be pipeline developers, including Eversource.
Nobody is arguing that New England doesn't have tight capacity right now. The question is, how tight is that capacity, and what's the best way to meet it most quickly at the lowest cost?
Several industry observers say they are perplexed by the report and question its assumptions. Most say they need more time to digest the full report before weighing in. In Maine, the advocate for consumer interests, Barry Hobbins, says that at least it does raise issues that regional and federal regulators should review.
Because what we don't need is even the appearance of manipulation of quantities and price, especially during the winter season.
Hobbins says he does not think the report calls into question the need for added natural gas capacity in New England. The report's authors say they soon will submit it to a scientific journal for peer review. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.